views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you tune in to the vibrant, powerful person you were always meant to be so that you can create a life you love, and by doing so, help the whole planet shift to a more peaceful and loving way of being. My guest today is Brianna Rooney. Brianna is 33 years old. She owns a very successful recruiting firm named Techies. She has two houses, a top 100 restaurant, an amazing chef of a husband, an almost five-year-old son whose name is Diego Danger. Yes, that's his real middle name. That isn't the cutest thing ever. As well as a sweet little 17-month-old daughter, Lima Ariel. Now, when I first chatted with Brianna, which is a few months ago now, she had moved her family down to Mexico for the summer and was working remotely from there, letting her kids soak up the culture, loving her life, and living the dream. As a woman who walks her talk and is passionate about helping other moms do the same thing. Today, she's here to talk to us about how you can be a powerful mother and businesswoman without compromising on either. Brianna, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Thank you, Debbie. Wow, great introduction.
It is kind of good. So when we spoke before, you told me how having kids taught you to hold tight to your power. Can you explain that a little further, share what it means?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been recruiting since I've been about 21, 22-ish, and I had my own business at about 24. But yet, let's see, if I'm 33, how old was I, like 28 or whatever, when I had Diego. And so I had already been what I found to be very successful and had already had some employees that were successful as well. And really, me coming back from maternity leave, after having Diego, I was like, you know, you have no other choice but to take efficiency to a whole new level. And that's when I actually think I discovered like my true like power, which was, you know, like being able to handle it with no trouble. And I was, I went down significantly in hours per week. And I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do it? I had a business partner at the time. How are we going to do it? You know, all these things. And I actually succeeded my numbers that first year with less hours. So that's when I was like,
wow.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, moms, man, they are powerful. Women are powerful. And then once you put that mom stamp on it, it's like, you're unstoppable.
Yeah. I mean, it always makes me think of the mom who's like carrying the diaper bag and she's got all these things falling out of the diaper bag. I mean, they're not really falling out, but they're all poking out of there. And she's carrying a kid and she's talking on her cell phone and she's locking the door or unlocking the car. And she, like, she's doing like 20 things all in that moment.
Oh my God.
I know multitasking is actually very hard on us, but we are also very capable of doing it to a certain extent.
Oh, no, totally. I was actually at I was at Target and this new mom had a brand new baby, 8 weeks old or whatever. She had her 3.5-year-old son. She had the stroller and a cart full of stuff. And I had to turn to her and be like, man, congratulations. And she had this look on her face. She was so happy to hear it, but almost wanted to cry. You know what I mean? It's like one of those moments where she's like, thank you. You
know? Yeah.
She's like, I don't feel accomplished, but I'm like, are you joking? You know, take a moment. Like, look what you're doing. You know, I think we get all caught up in in our lives and expecting something out of ourselves or thinking other people want this stuff out of you. And it's like, God, it's
going
to take a moment.
Well, yeah, because I think that we have this really weird picture of what is perfection, what is success, what is all of these kinds of things. And we can never see ourselves from the outside unless we happen to walk by a mirror. And then likely focus in on the hair that's out of place, the mascara that's gone down under our eyes. We tend to, you know, notice those little things, whereas everyone else is seeing the whole package. They're going, wow, look at her. Look at, I mean, all of the things that she's doing. So what have you discovered then to be the key to being a mom and being successful in a career?
So I think, first of all, is not giving yourself a hard time on either level, you know, the mom level, the career level, and also realizing that they are two separate entities and they should stay that way as much as possible. So, you know, I'm a recruiter, so I am, you know, on my email all the time, and engineers work at all different hours and, you know, all that stuff. But when I'm with my kids, I'm with my kids. And, you know, although now I always find it to be rude, I don't know how you feel about this, but like, you know, when everyone's on their phone, right? When they're like having dinner, they're at a restaurant or, you know, stuff like that. It's like, would you like unwind for a second?
Yes.
But for me, the only reason why if I ever have my phone out, it's only because like, okay, my kids are at, you know, school or at daycare and I just want to make, you know, if anything calls, if it's like the school that calls, I'll pick it up. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But besides, But besides that, I am Brianna Rooney at work and professionally. And then I get home and I am Brianna Sanchez. I am a mom. You know, I never made that a last name switch. Professionally, I don't know if I did that, you know, because it was like, oh, I'm two different people and I can handle two different things.
Right.
But that's, I don't know. It's like a different persona maybe. I don't know, but, it works. It works for me.
Well, you know, that's really cool because I think one of the tricks that I love to teach people is how to shift out of that place of reaction. Right. And one of the tricks for doing that is to be a different person. Pretend someone else is watching you. Pretend you're trying out for a role in the movie. Okay, that's three different ways to do it. But the point being that when you shift out of your own shoes and into another set of shoes or a different hat or whatever you want to call it, everything shifts with it and you're able to see things a little bit differently. It allows you sometimes to see things objectively. So I love that idea. You know, we should all just do that. Hey, keep our maiden name and our married name. I guess it doesn't work if you don't get married or whatever, but yeah. So, you know, going back to your comment about the phone and people on the phone. So there's actually a term called fubbing, and fubbing is... fubbing. And it's actually where you're snubbing someone by choosing your phone in that moment over them. So like you said, there's times where you have to, there's times where you put your phone on that table and you say, you know, I'm putting this out. My son wasn't feeling well this morning and the school might be calling me or whatever. And we all get that. And we have no trouble with that. You're not snubbing someone when you do that. But other people, they just don't know how to differentiate between that text that comes through and that conversation they're having with that person. And they often will choose that text or whatever it is, a Facebook message, whatever.
Yeah, they will choose Instagram that,
over the person that is right there in front of them. So I do have a big problem with that. I used to work a front desk at a bank and I was always, you know, the person who made sure to acknowledge every person, even if I was on the phone, I would acknowledge the person that walked in. Because nobody likes to be snubbed ever.
Right. Absolutely. So. You know, I love that you brought that up because I love that word. It drives me wild. And you know, it's funny. And this goes back to why I think, you know, moms always think other moms are judging them. But like I'll be at a park, you know, with my kids. And let's say like I'm on my phone for a second because I don't know, I have to handle this negotiation and there's just no other time. It is what it is. You know, so I'm just kind of checking really quick. And I'm like, almost want to put a sign on my forehead. I am not on social media. I have to just do this one email. You know?
Well, and you know, that's an interesting conversation. I think we have to go there a little bit because the truth is like we all have things going on in our lives. And so sometimes you will take the kids to the park to give them something to do, because you do have that important call coming in, or that, you know, little meeting that you have to have or whatever. And you figured out a way to do it so that your kids are happy and doing something, right? Mm-hmm. But you also can have the meeting. And so we're not saying that you have to be there 100% of the time for your kids. If, say, you take them to the park, it's better to kind of look at it and say, okay, what is it that I'm doing? And what this all leads to, though, is that whole comment that you just made about moms judging other moms. So you want to dive into that one a little bit and talk about it?
Yeah. You know, first of all, I think that, I mean, a lot of people judge and judge, but I feel like the mom judging is like the worst of all kinds, you know, whether it's the stay-at-home mom judging the working mom judging the stay-at-home mom, you know, the one that's on the phone while pushing their kids on the swing, and you're looking over being like, couldn't you talk to this person later? You know, I think that it just happens, and you know, you don't want it to yourself. Because I'm trying to think. I'm like, do I do this myself? You know, I have like, you know, I'll give an example. I can't help myself. You know, I love Disneyland. I grew up, you know, like, my parents took me all the time, so I take my kids. So like, you know, when you see the kids with like the little backpacks and what I call a leash, you know. Like, I'm like, oh my God, how could you do that? It's not an animal. So I everybody judges. Yes. And you know, but you shouldn't. It's like, I don't know their kid. Maybe that kid, you know, flies and runs away, you know, my kids don't. So I don't understand, but I shouldn't, you know, you don't know any situation, and you don't walk in anyone's shoes, and every single kid is different. And, you know, and it's like every kid's, I work with a couple companies, actually there's one particular, Cognoa, and they deal with, figuring out if a kid has autism at a much earlier age, so they can, you know, tackle it and fix it, to the best of their ability, whether, you know, it's like at 18 months instead of age 5. So, they talk about all those things, and, you know, you don't know. And I think that moms in general, you know, it's hard work, man. I got to tell you, being a mom is harder than me being at work. So, you know, absolutely. So it's like, regardless of the situation, it's like, you know, if you're doing the best you can with your kids and you're raising the people who are going to be, you know, our future, there shouldn't be a judging.
Yeah. You know, when we can take that judging out, and it's so hard to do, like you say, which I have to add a little funny story into there. My friend, I call her a friend, but she's really more of an acquaintance. I haven't had anything to do with her for quite a few years, but she created the backpack with the leash on it.
Oh, that's funny.
And it's not, she doesn't call it a leash, trust me.
Yeah.
But now, and I hope I get this story straight if she happens to be listening, but she had twins that were always going in opposite directions. They were just, you know, go, 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 up, down, jumping, climbing things, you know, and it just made total sense to her that when I go out, I need a way to keep you with me. And mm-hmm. she sure didn't want to drag them by their arms. So, I mean, that's just a beautiful way reframe that and go, okay, like, here I am judging, but my kids don't run off like that.
Right.
And any parent who's ever had a climber knows that those kids, they climb so quick before you even, you know that they're gone from your side, they're on top of something. So they're at Costco up on the top shelf of those racks, and you're going, oh no, someone get the forklift, right?
Oh my God.
You know, the point though is a really good one. And that is, we do judge people so much. And I think part of that is actually because of that very prevalent masculine model of work. And this isn't about guys. This is that masculine versus feminine, right? And that masculine is about, you know, being very independent, producing at all costs. And it's also about competition. Well, that kind of thing creates judgment. It creates that, oh, you know what? I think I'm a little better than you because my kid's not on a leash, or I'm not on the phone, or whatever the case might be. But when it spreads, well, even in the workplace, it's not helpful. When it spreads beyond the workplace, it creates so many problems. So if we can just instead come at things from a place of compassion, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely. That's funny you bring up competition, because I mean, I'm in a sales environment. So I mean, I am very competitive by nature. So I think that's why it's also very important to separate yourself, you know, from your life. And I don't want to treat my employees like my kids, and I don't want to treat my kids like my employees, you know? Yes. So it's like, you really do have to try to separate it. And on a separate level, like, I've had my husband at one point in time going like, I'm not your employee. You know, and but you know, at the time, of course, being like, well, then I'll act like one. But you know, yeah. It's like, okay, well, wait. I didn't want to go there. You know, even if he thought it and I didn't think it. You know, it's never something you want to do, right?
Yeah, very true. It's my son who would often say to me, "Mom, you're not a social worker right now." But I mean, for me, my son knew it was safe to do that. And I would take a step back and think about what I was saying.
Yeah, right.
And I'd say, you know, I thought I was coming at it from a mom perspective, but you're right. I might have been, you know, going in a bit too much about the eating disorder or whatever.
Yeah. And so. That talks about, you know, self-reflection. That's a whole other, you know, thing that that's important, that kind of ties in all that. So,
yeah. So let's just talk a tiny bit more about this work-life balance, because you've kind of touched on it. And I just want to make sure that people are actually getting usable pieces that they can take away from it. So I love the idea of kind of changing your hat. You go to work, you're this person, you come home, you change your hat at the door or your shoes or whatever you want to call it, your name in this case, and you're the other person. What else do you do to make that work?
Well, also with my emails, like I was talking about, yeah, like I said, every now and again, I have something that just can't wait. And I tell my kids. Now my 17-month-old, she's like, yeah, sure. she has no idea. Yeah. As to what that, you know, but my almost 5-year-old Diego, he does understand. And I look at him and I say, hey, look, I'm never on my phone. Just, you know, give me a moment, give me 2 minutes. And he has, you know, pretty good. I even have a timer, that we have too, of like, you know, like this little like music thing, which is pretty cool. Or I'll say, hey, I'll turn on like Alexa. I said, all right, after this song, I'm ready to go. You know, so then they'll play. So I'm giving them some kind of like concrete, this is how much time I need. I think that's really good. But then also for just the majority, regular emails does not happen until after they go to bed. So, you know, 8 o'clock comes on and I go just straight, okay, let me go to my phone really quickly, my laptop, computer, whatever, you know, whatever I decide to use at the time, and nail that out and then carry on, you know, and then do whatever. And I've noticed that if I don't do it that way, or like, let's just say, all right, they go to bed and I go plop myself on in front of the TV or, you know, whatever, it's just not efficient. I will never go back to those emails, which causes me the next day to respond to emails in the morning, which slows down that day. So, you know, it's all about really like keeping yourself in check and realizing what's important, what's not. And that if you don't take those moments, then it will just kind of come back to bite you.
Yes. And that doesn't all have to be, I mean, work related. We are talking about work-life balance here, but it can be even that phone call, you know, with your mom, where you're on the phone with her for an hour, just chatting, talking about stuff and making your kids wait, which is absolutely fine. But then when you hang up and the phone rings and it's your bestie and they want to talk now for an hour, you have to understand, right? There's those little boundaries of saying, no, you know what? I promise the kids, I'm going to take them outside, play with them. I'll call you back when I come in or whatever. So finding that. Yeah. Beautiful.
That I do actually, you bring that up with their friends. I have lunch phone dates. Like it's funny because, you know, before kids and before work was super crazy, you know, call it whenever we felt like it. Right. But now like, we'll be like, okay, hey, what day are you available this week at lunch? And I will go, you know, on a walk to go eat somewhere while talking to them. You know, so it's like, that's also because you need you time, like to not like to just have kid and work time or just kid time, you know, whatever the situation is, and you're going to go crazy.
Absolutely. and if you are married or you have a significant other in your life, you need time for that relationship.
Absolutely.
That relationship is your rock. It's your foundation and it needs time as well. So I love it. I love all of this. So I really want to give you time to talk about, you know, this life that you've created that you love so much is really come to life. from your recruiting business, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
Why don't you tell us a bit more about that as it relates to being a mom?
Yeah. So what I've been lucky enough to do, so I've been in the business for about 11 years and I've trained many people. And over the last, I would say 3 to 4 years after Diego, I've perfected the training to the point that, you know, I have a very senior manager, Emily Stelic, and Ben Markowitz, who also helps us out as well there. And I wanted to be like, okay, if I'm for some reason not in the office because I don't know, but Diego's sick or I have to take him to the dentist or whatever it is, right?
Or you're in Mexico.
Yeah. Well, that I could talk to you about for like an hour. That was the most amazing experience, by the way, to be in Mexico in a way. And my company didn't burn down and they actually did really, really well.
Nice.
And my kids, I mean, the family time was just priceless.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Now I'm on it. I don't even know what I'm saying. Oh yeah.
Sorry. <It's okay. laughs> I took you off on a tangent there. I didn't mean to, but yeah, no. So going back to the whole, you started this business, you know,
totally. Okay. So anyways, we came up with this training packet of just, you know, it could like almost anyone could go in there and be like, all right, this is exactly what we need to learn. These are like, you know, I do go off on tangents because with recruiting and sales, there are tangents you do go on and there's lots of different situations you can never fully cover. So we ended up saying like, okay, well, now we figured it out and we've done this really well. Well, we ended up having lots of companies, you know, in the Bay Area, it's the biggest tech hub. So they need a lot of help finding engineers. The competition is crazy. And mm-hmm. so there's a lot of recruiters joining the market and not really knowing what they're doing, but knowing that they're needed and they're getting paid extremely well. And the company doesn't know that they don't know what they're doing because the company doesn't know. So
right.
It ended up being this really big problem, I'd say maybe like a good 2 years ago. And so we ended up having companies ask, hey, you know, Brianna, can you train our recruiters in-house? And then, you know, train them and they'll still work with you. Or, you know, if you train them too well, well, then you know, we'll only work with you every now and again, right? But no, so it's been really great. And then we were like, wait a minute, this can, you know, anyone with the proper training and, you know, I guess desire, motivation, can be a really good recruiter and make a really good living and they don't have to be in an office, you know? And I'm like hitting, you know, the mom things, the stay-at-home moms or the moms that are like, hey, I need a more flexible schedule, you know? So
or even I just have to interject there, the moms that are at home, like they're finishing up their maternity leave and now they find out they're pregnant and they're not going to go back in between. Right. They're not losing their job. They're not really on pause, but they do want some extra cash right now and they're no longer on maternity leave. So they could do something like this.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. All you need is a phone and a computer. And to be honest, even like just your computer, because all engineers are, you know, very disconnected computer wise. And I actually had a really good friend of mine who has two kids. Actually, they're like 4 days apart with my kids. So that's cool. So she's been in sales forever, like longer than I have, not with what I do, but she's been at the same company. She just feels like she's not, you know, being taken care of anymore. She's just like, you know, kind of hit a ceiling, you know, I guess. Right. And she's so good at her job that it's like, you know, they'd start taking advantage of you. It seems to be pretty normal, unfortunately. And so she's like, you know, I can't quit because they give me flexibility with my kids. And I'm like, no, that's not right. Like if that's how they're hanging on to you and taking advantage of you, I have something for you, you know, that you can learn on the side. And if you want to just try it out to see if you like it, because you don't want to leave your stable job, right?
Right.
Here, let me do it for you. But now I didn't, of course, have time to just train her myself. She's not going to work for me, you know, all this stuff. So Emily, Ben, and I came up with themillionairerecruiter.com, which has a 3-hour e-course. Basically, exactly if you were to walk into Techies, how I would train you. Mm-hmm. And of course, I don't only train people for 3 hours. So you're thinking, okay, well, that doesn't seem right. But it comes with all of the other, you know, the packets, the other things I would give, the practice forms, the quizzes, you know, so it comes with a lot of additional stuff. It doesn't only take you 3 hours, you know, you can get through just the talking of it in 3 hours if you want. So anyway, so this is what we came up with. We thought it would be super helpful and randomly. So not only is she doing it, but my brother, who I've tried to talk into being a recruiter for years, he's now doing it. Because he was like, oh, wait, that sounds like a great idea. I'm like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
So
that's so awesome. So the millionairerecruiter.com, that will be up on my website at empoweringenergy.com on the blog that is attached to this interview. So you can get it from there if for some reason you don't know how to spell it or something like that. And it also will be hooked up on the Transformation Talk Radio page to this interview. So the millionairerecruiter.com, that's where you want to go. Brianna has actually quite a few websites. They will all be listed on that blog. So you can check her out thoroughly if you want to.
Thank you
so much for joining us here today. I so appreciate it. And I know it's been a very crazy time for you. You haven't been back from Mexico very long. Your son just started school. There's lots of things going on for you. So thank you for squeezing that time in for us today. And I just want to tell the listener, if you found this to be a little choppy going in and out, we actually waited till Brianna came back to the States because of internet connection. And then we've got a really weird internet connection. So I apologize, but I think there's so many gems in here that we're just going to let it ride. So thank you again, Brianna. And a big thank you to you, my listeners. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Brianna Rooney, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.